Hello, everyone. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I'm very fortunate today. I have my good friend, Emmanuel Eiter, on now. We'll be interviewing him in just a few minutes, but I wanted to tell you all that I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year again, from July 1st to the 8th and August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet with Adama and the people of Telos and the Hollow Earth, and also experience many miracle healings, including one lady was restored. They healed her crippled legs in September of 2017 and gave her a new set of legs, so she didn't need any crutches or a wheelchair again. They healed my eyesight, restored my eyesight in both eyes to 20/10 crystal clear eyesight last September. Another friend happened the same way. There were two people. There was one person completely cured of Lyme's disease last September, and there was yet another man in 2018 who was completely cured of Lou Gehrig's disease. And another lady in actually 2016 who was completely cured of fibromyalgia. Anyway, if you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. The cost is just $200 per person, helps cover costs and includes free camping. Both trips now are filling up pretty fast, so I intend to keep it a small group, and if you are interested, please contact me as soon as possible. In addition, from May 17th to June 5th, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting a place called Amaromuro on Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines in Paracas, as well as Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pizac in the Sacred Valley. Peru is a fascinating place. When we were at Amaromuro at Lake Titicaca in February, a group of children from the Garth in the Hollow Earth greeted us when we walked up to this stargate, and several of us put our hands on this rock face where this stargate was, and the rock turned to jello. Another man with us was able, Tom, my good friend from New Jersey, was with us, and he said he could see in the rock into Agartha while we were there. Anyway, it's an amazing place. The cost is just $4.97 per person. And if you'd like to come, please send me an email. Accommodations and airfare are extra, but right now the airlines are running specials. You can get down there round trip for probably around $400, $500 round trip. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Emmanuel from Hollywood. Emmanuel, how are you doing today?
Hey, like all of you, my friends, a little bit feeling confined, but, you know, keeping my spirit up. That's all we can do, right? With having the right attitude in this time and not being too naive about it, but being realistic, being down on earth, and at the same time, let's not stop dreaming for better days, and they will come sooner than later.
Oh, absolutely, Emmanuel. Well, you're one of the most positive and inspirational people I know of, and you produce wonderful films, all kinds of films. And one of them, of course, I feel very lucky to be in. It's called The Cure, and it talks about natural healing methods and techniques for curing people. And I think you're right, too, about this virus. It will pass, and I think it'll go faster than – I don't think it'll be as bad as people think it could be. And I think it'll pass fairly quickly in the next couple of months.
Well, yeah, you're right. And the good news is that every day there are more and more discoveries. First, about the treatment, you know, there are some new discoveries in France using old malaria drugs like the chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine.
Sure.
Trump yesterday, and I'm not a fan of him, but at least he did something good. He's pushing the FDA to explore these new avenues for treatment using existing drugs that are not expensive and that were used a lot, especially in the treatment of malaria.
Sure.
So I'm convinced on one side we're going to have fairly quick treatment, which would treat people, therefore stop the death rate, than by being sensitive about staying away from each other and confined for at least a month or two. We should have a lot of that nasty virus dying by itself because we don't have a host. And then hopefully by the end of the year, we have a vaccine that has been tested, produced, and deployed. So, you know, the problem is how long can we last, knowing that most of us, including I, lost our jobs, our revenues. And so, again, it's about not panicking. And by the way, very practical advice. This week, I started to talk to my credit card, my landlord, and I say, listen, you know, it's a national emergency. The entire planet is in the same situation. So, sorry, but next month I won't be able to pay the rent. I won't be able to pay my credit card. And guess what? All of them replied, we understand. No worry. Let's talk next month. So, please, people, don't panic. Oh. Just be very straightforward. You have to have a communication with your landlord, with your credit card. And really, right now, finally, intelligence is emerging and people realize we need to be one and act as one. And therefore, if we don't have money, that's fine. We will make it. It's not all about money. And you and I have been saying that forever. Us, the human family, to work together, hand in hand, spirit in spirit. So I'm fairly confident. And meanwhile, in a way, it's an invitation to read, write, just relax, sleep. I mean, I've never slept that much for the last week, and it's amazing how better I feel, you know, because we are all sleep deprived, because we are so stressed, and we have this guilt of having to work, and be overproductive. Right. Well, that's where, you know, most sickness are coming. You know, it's proven that if you lack of sleep and balance of diet and health, you're the prime target for Alzheimer, Parkinson, schizophrenia, and so on. And, you know, so you know, it's a time to reevaluate your lives and your priorities, and also spend time with your family at home, which, you know, most of us are not used to. So it's a shock, you know, shock to the system. I live with three kids and a wife, and now we have to behave. We have to be nice to each other. It's interesting, you know.
Yeah.
It's an adjustment. Yeah. We cannot, you know, say the F word to each other and move to the next room. No, because we are all confined. So it's about, you know, talking, argumenting, but with respect and using a good vocabulary and figuring it out. So let's be positive indeed, you know. And by the way, yes, indeed, go watch The Cure, the movie with Mr. Ted Maher. Deepak Chopra, Michael Beckwith, Sharon Stone, narrated by Gary Queen, with music from all type of amazing singers. And you can find it on Amazon and iTunes. But also you can send me an email at WL1@cox.net, COX.net, WL1@cox.net. And for $10, we'll send you a link. So, you know, we need to help each other and find the resources to keep going.
Now, you perform miracles yourself, Emmanuel, because you produce these beautiful spiritual films on all kinds of subjects to help with the ascension of humanity. And you do it through donations, and people contribute. And if people wanted to contribute to your wonderful films or filmmaking effort, do they send you an email, or is there a website to go to? Emmanuel, what's the best way?
Yeah, well, you can send me an email, and I will get you where to go. I've got, obviously, a GoFundMe page for the Oneness Collection. You can also access it through my website, which is Wonderland, ENT Group. GROUP.com, WonderlandAntGroup.com. Or again, email me at WL1@cox.net, and I will get you how to get to my movies, make a donation if you want, become an associate producer. Right now, I'm in post-production because with that, we can do it from home on a new movie called, and it's very important, it's kind of the fifth documentary, part of the Oneness Collection. And it's really the ultimate movie about relationship. It's called Guns, Bombs, and War, A Love Story. And it's all about this notion that we need to move beyond the society that is focused on killing each other to a society which obviously should be focused on healing each other, saving each other, nurturing each other, educating each other, basically giving life to each other. You know, we are the healers and the saviors of each other. We are living in a messiah time, you know, where everybody is a messiah, not one person. It's we the people. We the people are the cure.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's an amazing title you have for your movie, Guns, Bombs, and War. Is that right?
Yeah, War, W-A-R. You know, it's not French accent. I can never say it properly.
That's okay. I'm sure everyone's understanding you perfectly clear today, Emmanuel. So.
But really, it's a movie also that shows that if we look at our government, especially, you know, America, Russia, China, France, I mean, our governments are criminal. They are spending most of our taxes to keep killing each other. It's like, that makes no sense. Yesterday I was reading, because as you know, I'm running for president of France in 2 years. So I'm working on my platform. And I was reading that right now, the three biggest weapon arm dealers of the planet are the USA, Russia, and France. And that's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, since President Macron was elected, basically, there were 70% more of sales and weapons sold to Africa and the Middle East. And that's disgusting. These guys should be judged for crime against humanity. And I'm going to make sure that happens when I'm elected president. I'm sorry. I cannot tolerate we are still focused on killing our humanity. We have 5 billion people today who barely have a lodging, barely eat, barely have water, and meanwhile, these clowns, these baboons, are killing each other, selling weapons to poor countries to keep killing each other. It's disgusting. That has to stop. Since when the business of weapon and killing is a good business? It kills your customer, you dummy. So, really? That's a business plan? No, it's a killing plan. It's a chaos plan. And that's why, by the way, we are cut up like a deer in front of the light, you know, like, ooh, there's a pandemic. What do we do? What do we do? Well, moron, if you had been focused on developing healing system, education, hygiene, focus on school, on lodging people, we wouldn't be in that situation. On the environment, we wouldn't be in that situation. But you have diverted all your resources, all your attention, all your focus on killing each other. Yeah. I mean, come on, wake up. Are you keep going to elect monsters like this who kill you and your kids and your grandkids? Really?
Right.
And by the way, I'm not a socialist and a communist that says stupidly like Sanders, oh, yeah, let's go kill and take from the rich 70% of their income, blah, blah, blah. That's naive and stupid. No, it's about doing what Trump does, liberating the economy, but with a heart, with the Gandhi love. You know, I always tell people when they say, well, are you going to run for France? I'm going to run like Trump. I'm going to be a bully, a crazy bulldog, but with love. So I'm going to slap people, but with love. The problem with Trump is slap people with hate and division. And that's not how you manage a country. You need to tell them, I love you, but you have to listen because we've been too far. And also, obviously, we have to refocus our priority. We cannot be engaged at war. Look at all the waste of people, of resources, of energy, of money lost into weapons, into the deployment of military bases all over the world. This is totally insane. It's going nowhere.
Well, you know something, Emmanuel? I love talking to you because you make so much sense. And I'm so glad you could come on today, my friend. I'm going to give out your email again,
W like wagon, L like lion, and I am a lion, roaring at love, with love to you. Number one, at cox.net, WL1 at cox.net.
Okay. Okay. All right, Manuel. Well, listen, next time I have you on my show, I'll be happy to give you more time. I've got to get to my next guest, but thank you so much for coming on today, Manuel. You do beautiful work, and you're really helping everyone with your spiritual work. Thank you so much for all your beautiful films.
Thank you so much. I love you all. Keep the good work going and have faith. It's going to work out. We're going to thrive and we're going to rock the world.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend. We love you too. Au revoir, Emmanuel. Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. That was my good friend, Emmanuel Eiter, coming to us from Hollywood. And next, I have my good friend, Anthony, from Los Angeles. He helped me with my Galactic Wisdom Conference recently. And thanks to Anthony, we now have the whole conference available by Crowdcast. If you'd like to see it, it's just $50. And you go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the tab. But Anthony, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Great to talk to you, Ted.
Oh, it's good to have you on. It's so good to have you on. Joining me here in the studio is Michiko Hayashi, who's the director of the Modal Peace Project. Michi, why don't you say a couple of words?
Hi, Anthony. Hi, everyone. Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for being here with us. It's been a wonderful time here in Seattle. The weather has been beautiful. I'm enjoying watching the birds and flowers now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Anthony, if you could tell my listeners a little bit about your background and the work you do with Rieko, and then I'd like to go on to positive things people can do to prevent and cure the coronavirus.
Sure. My partner, Rie, is from Japan. She's a psychic who has a direct connection with the angelic dimension and channels a lot of beings. I myself was born in this life with a lot of memories of where I was before I came here. And my psychic ability activated in 2018 to a more strong degree when I went with Ted to Mount Shasta near the entrance to the Hollow Earth. And now me and my partner, Rie, we do private sessions full time and group sessions as well. And if you want to book a reading with us, we will can give some information for you.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, I think Rieko is actually an angel in human form. So, and your readings are just amazing. And one thing I wanted to tell you, I just received a text message or a message now that tomorrow is the International Day of Happiness. So I want everyone to be happy tomorrow. Well, I hope everybody can be happy today too. Not only tomorrow, but today and every day of their lives. But anyway, I just realized that actually tomorrow, according to this email, is International Day of Happiness. So that's kind of a fun thing. Anthony, what do you and your partner see for this coronavirus happening over the next couple of months, and how can people prevent it?
I was connecting and channeling a little bit prior to the radio show, and I will now deliver what was given to me. My consciousness is now a little bit split, so I'm still connected to them, but and still me, so there's a little bit of the idea of a blend. What I was told is that what seems like a narrowing of the path that you can walk on is really more of a spotlight being shed on you. And what may seem like you have fewer choices in what you can do in your day-to-day life is really an opportunity that you are all giving yourself to focus on what it is that is most important for you. Now, anything you want to do that feels right and exciting for you, we want to see you do. But just know that a lot of these preventative measures, if you want to call them, are really what you are preventing from defending against your own negative belief systems. And it is just as effective, if not everything, to change your belief systems as you take any action you want to do.
Okay. Great. Well, that's interesting. You always have an interesting perspective, Anthony. Do they think it's going to last very long?
Doesn't matter how long it's going to last, because the whole point is up until now, all of you have been focused on where the world has been. But now we are transitioning to the idea of where you are. Sometimes you even put yourself into a type of storm just so you can force yourself to ground your boat a little bit more and gain a little bit of balance. Uh-huh. So it's not about dodging the question, but it's about what you want for yourself. And the sooner you're ready to accept the fact that you can have whatever you want, and the sooner you're ready to accept all the positive things you can create for yourself, then you can take off these handicaps that you put on yourself that force you to be in this heightened state of alertness.
I see. Okay, that's good advice. Could you give out your website so people could contact you if they want a reading from you and Henry?
Yeah. My website is yourdreamsallcametrue.com. And dreams is with an S, and came is in past tense. And if you'd like, you can just send us an email at info@yourdreamsallcametrue, and we can pick a time that works. Our available times are Fridays and Saturdays, starting at 2 p.m. PST, and for about somewhere between 60 to 90 minutes, the price is $55.55.
Okay. The 555s. How funny. How funny. Well, that's great. That's great, Anthony. Well, I've had readings from Anthony himself. He's extremely accurate. Both him and his partner are wonderful people. And they really give beautiful readings to people, giving them the kind of answers they need to help steer their – to help live their lives to the fullest in happiness. But I want you to hold on, Anthony. I'm going to bring on Michiko because she's got some beautiful, wonderful things to say as well. Michi, hi. Thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Well, hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here again.
I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. What do you think the nature of the virus is? And are viruses bad in and of themselves?
Okay, that's an important point that we all should be thinking about. I don't think anything on this entire world exists being bad from the beginning. And everything that exists is exactly what they are. For example, human beings are here and we do what we are supposed to be doing. And animals like ants, bees, everything is doing what they are to do. So nothing is really bad, I don't think, from the beginning. And human beings are the ones who are making the labels, whether they are good or bad, from our point of view. And so I think the viruses from the beginning, the real being was not really bad, I don't think. Specifically with this coronavirus, I don't know whether it was really here or not, or created by human beings, but it's another issue. But the real being, as it was born, I don't think it was a negative being. And we human beings started to say coronavirus is really killing these people, are really contagious and this and that. So it mutated, I think, to be a negative being. So like if people start to say that Michiko Hayashi is a bad person killing this and that, even though I was not. When people started to label this person as a bad person, then he or she becomes bad. That's what I think.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Are there any positive things happening as a result of this virus?
I do. I really do. Because of that, people started to – I mean, because everything is closed now. The schools are closed. Offices are closed. So people start to stay home. So the family stay home and have more time to face, to talk with each other, stay within the family. And mothers were really busy, and a lot of times we used to eat outside. But now we cook at home, eat together. And when you have to drive outside, all the roads are less cars, no traffic. So everything is smooth. When we look at There are always positive sides and negative side. So when we focus on positive side, we can see so many good things, good outcomes also, I think.
Okay. Anthony, I'd love your comments on her, what she had to say.
The angels were coming in as she was speaking, and yes, are saying that know that the universe is very efficient in how things work, and any being has the freedom to create any type of negative experience for themselves to explore that, and yet anyone who chooses positivity for themselves can get a positive outcome at the same time. It's very efficient. Everyone has the free will to explore anything they want and get whatever they want out of it. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we're all powerful spiritual beings, and we can create, as I've said many times, we can create a beautiful place if we want to.
Yeah.
Or if we want to focus in on negativity, we can create a negative place too. But I think most people listening today, in fact, probably everybody, wants to create a better planet, and so that we should focus on that. And Mitch, you have something?
Yeah, because of this, we are starting to care about other people, care, and we've started to even give more, help each other even more than before. So, you know, if this is a choice we make. Do we want to be a better people in helping people, to be service for other people, or be self-centered?
Right.
And we want to focus on the positive side.
Right, exactly. Anthony, what are you seeing happening down in Los Angeles down there? Are people going around? Is the city in lockdown, or what's it like?
It's really interesting because I've heard through family I've talked to certain things where it seems like there's a lot of lack and nothing is open. And the stores that I've gone to have all been open and everyone's been really happy. So I think it's really breaking apart based on what you expect from person to person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been told, Anthony and Mitchie, I want to run this both by you, that the earth itself is splitting. That people who are positive and are higher vibration and who want a better world and a happy planet, they're going off in one direction, where negative entities, people who are perhaps not happy with their lives and focus on the negative, they're going off in another direction. And there's this schism, this split that's been happening for a number of years now. And perhaps this virus whole episode will tend to exacerbate that kind of split between the two.
Well, I think people are, it's we are living in the same world, but where, what kind of dimension I am, what kind of vibration I am. So I resonate with the vibration I have, I'm on. And so if a lot of people are saying that the world is changing, world will change for the better, and it will, but I think it's good to know that we are in the new world already. And when we say we are in the new world already, we are. When we say that it will come, it will never be there because we are seeing that in the future. But when we say that we are in the new world now already, we are. And that's the beautiful world. Wherever you are, whatever you have, you are in the beautiful world, I think.
Right, right. I want to tell everyone, too, that my good friend Tom Palladino, who uses Tesla technology to help people, he's offering a free program now, a 30-day program, where you simply email your picture to his website, and he will give you a free 30-day treatment for the coronavirus. Also, he's been active in India and in Africa in eliminating AIDS. I was in India, actually, last October, and I interviewed several people, a group of about six or eight people who've been cured of AIDS while in India on his Scalar Energy program. And his website, if you'd like to go to and send your picture in, is www.scalarlight.net. That's scalarlight.net. And it's free. And you can also contact Tom through that website. But I really like Tom. He's got a heart of gold, and he's really trying to help people. Anthony, I appreciate your advice so much. What else do you see happening in the next couple of months?
It builds right up upon what you and Michiko were just saying. The idea is that a type of fence is coming down, so to speak, right now. So everybody is deciding which version of themselves they are going to be, which mm-hmm. side they want to be on of this fence. Yeah. But it's not about good versus bad or you versus them.
Right.
It's about within yourself, which version of you are you going to choose to be from now on, and which version of yourself are you going to say bye to? They are reminding me, reminding this blend of energy they're talking with right now, to say that it's not just about two worlds. The split is not just a split into two worlds. It's a split into literally an infinite amount of different worlds, and there's not one right answer. But we want you to focus on not what you think the right answer is, but what's the right answer for you? What type of unique pictures will you paint as your own version of light within the rainbow?
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. That's a really interesting comment.
I totally agree with you, Anthony, because everybody is different and everybody is unique and everybody has his or her own vibration and everybody is choosing to be in the world they feel is really comfortable. And there's nothing right and wrong. If I choose this and I feel comfortable and happy with, that's the world I want to be in. And that's the world you want to be in, you chose to do. And I think it's beautiful because that makes the whole world unique and the entire pieces get together, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also one home remedy I'd like to offer everyone. It doesn't cost very much, but it does help boost your immune system. And when dealing with the virus, to be prepared, is to simply take vitamin C every day in a glass of water with baking soda. And that raises the alkaline level of your body and also helps boost the vitamin C and increases your immunity.
Oh,
so it makes you stronger.
Yeah, talking about immunity, you know, boosting up the immunity, the best is also, I mean, vitamin C and baking soda too, but emotions. Being happy, love, and gratitude, and laughing a lot, sharing with the happiness, with everyone, happiness and joy and kindness, all these boost up the immunity. And it's wonderful. And I was just watching that revival too that Tetsu Shiratori made from EM, Effective Microorganism. What it does is Dr. Higa, the inventor of this EM, Effective Microorganism, learned how much microbes, the bacteria, really absorbs how we feel, what we say to microbes. So Dr. Higa started to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, thank you, I love you, I love you, I love you, as he spreads that EM to his vegetables and trees, and they grow much, much bigger. And he discovered that EMs, microbes and bacteria, really absorbs our feelings, positive feelings and positive words. So viruses are the kind of same beings. If we send out, what I'm doing these days is, before I go to sleep, I always say to coronavirus, I say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and I love you, and thank you for being here. And I know that it will help. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I wanted to share also.
I know with the closure of many businesses around the country that it's a hard time for people, but I know we're going to get through it. And it helps even when times are rough to maintain a positive attitude.
Help each other.
Yes. Help each other. I know, as Winston Churchill said back in 1940 during the height of the German attacks on London, that Nazi attacks that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And they made it through.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to make it through now worldwide. It's not the end of the world.
No.
The world has dealt with the SARS epidemic back in, I think that was the 90s. And there's been other outbreaks of other diseases worldwide. And this is just something else we have to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're going
to
we'll learn from it and we'll become stronger. And we'll become better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, I'd love your comments on that.
As you were talking, they were communicating the message to me that look how harmonious it is. Look how the three of you are talking and you're all building upon each other. This is reflective of the world that you're all going to, those who choose to go to it. Everything will be perfectly built around each other, and the people you interact with will be multifaceted, like different faces of a crystal building upon the things that you have already felt.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's the new dimension.
Saying, yes, that just like in music, even if you create something for yourself that feels scary and you find yourself giving into fear for a little bit, that that's okay because you can even turn that around just as quickly, just like in music. One note, even if it doesn't sound like what you want, play one more note, and then it sounds intentional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the new dimension we're headed for, the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And there are parts of the planet which will shift early into the fifth dimension, most notably Mount Shasta. Will be going into the fifth dimension by this July. So, Anthony, I hope you can come with us to Mount Shasta this July. But when we're there, the Talosians tell us you'll be able to see them physically walking around the mountain, which would be really interesting. So it should be truly an amazing time. Other parts of the planet, according to my good friend, to my friend President Kennedy, he's told me that other parts of the planet will catch up. They will also shift into the fifth dimension, but it's going to take a little while longer for the other parts of the planet because of negativity there. But even that will all change, and the planet itself will become a big, bright, white ball of light, beautiful white light, and it's coming.
I agree.
Anthony, I can see angels around you, and they have more things to say, so I'll let you speak. Go ahead.
Thank you. Touching in on the transmission that was given to the channel at 2 o'clock and before is time today. Focus on a specific frequency every day. Know that change comes from staying there. All of you are experts at bouncing around. This is good. I commend you on it. You have all learned so much. What you have all experienced is when you pick one frequency and you devote yourself to it and you stay with this frequency, things change like lightning.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Ted, feel free to ask any questions at any point if you want.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to have my wonderful producer, Eric, bring in Carolyn White. She's a wonderful aura reader and psychic from Olympia, Washington. And she always has fascinating things to say. She has her own group of angels who come with her. And I'll give Eric a minute to do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to have Mitchie play a 528 tuning fork with a Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta, full of love and light. And when she hits it, 528 is the frequency of love. So, Mitch, why don't you go ahead and hit that three times. We'll be sending love around the world with this frequency. Go ahead. Okay, nice. Thanks for sending love around the world. I appreciate it so much. All right, now we have Carolyn White on the line now. Thank you so much, Eric, for getting her. She's a wonderful, fantastic aura reader and psychic from Olympia, Washington. Carolyn, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just doing awesome, and I wish every one of your listeners out there all kinds of loves and good things and good vibes, it's because it's right now here, it's a nice, sunny, warm day.
Well, that's good. Well, Anthony Frederico is on the line, too. Anthony, say hi to Carolyn, if you like.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, Anthony. Have a safe trip home.
Oh yeah. To all the listeners, all four of us who are speaking right now, we're all at TED's Galactic Wisdom Conference, and it was so nice to be able to speak with the three of them. So I'm so happy all four of us are talking again.
Yes. Yeah, it was awesome. What we had, we did have a good live stream turnout. What we didn't have in the quantity, we had in the quality, just a lot of good energy, and the people that were there all commented to me how much they appreciated TED having the conference and what great energy and the information that and all how we communicated and connected.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying that, Carolyn. I really enjoyed what you had to say, Anthony. I got several people came up to me and they said, oh my goodness, they so enjoyed your presentation on Reiko in Japan. And of course, Mitch's presentation, Love and Gratitude, is always great. So I wanted to bring you in, Carolyn, because you always have fascinating things to say. What does Matthias say about this this virus, and any advice for us?
Well, what he's told me is that this is actually something that's happening on many, many different levels right now. It isn't just the one thing happening, that yes, there is a virus, and one of the worst viruses that he says that is coming out right now is the virus of fear, that we are all at some point or another going to face a transition. And this, there seems to be this fear of death. Well, death is just another part of life. It's a transition. It's a phase. So what he's telling us is that, and without going into all the different political ramifications, and yes, he says there's things going on behind the scene with the powers that are going to be the powers that were, that we really need to get our own individual acts together. It's up to us. And this is the thing that he keeps emphasizing, that Matthias keeps emphasizing to me, is that we're all power sovereign beings. It's time that we take back our power and that we remember that this is just a, as our good friend Charlie said last week, we're experiencing now the contractions of the birthing pains. So it's so important for all of us to live in love, not only from a higher vibrational point of view, but also living in love, the heart chakra, and keeping that our immune system well-tuned. I am living in love because fear, the fight or flight syndrome, is something that erodes our immune system. When we are afraid, all the blood shunts out from the central organs of our body to the extremities. And so we don't get enough circulation of blood, of energy, of prana, to keep our organs healthy. Another thing that Matthias reminded me of is that there's also been experiments, and we can check, you want to, like with Bruce Lipton and epigenetics, that it's been shown that fear actually helps to break down and weaken the DNA. And apparently viruses go in and try to alter our DNA. So it's important for us to visualize, to imagine that our DNA is healthy and cohesive. So these are things that Matthias has been telling me that yes, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we all have a choice. Do we want to buy into it, or do we want to reclaim our personal power? We each have the power. We each have the ability within us to be here now. And remember, worrying is praying for what you don't want.
That's right. That's true. That's true, Carolyn. So, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
So I think that one of the things that I've been working on is something that I personally instruct a lot of my clients when I do an aura reading, and I'm going to have that up on my website. It's going to be just a free mini kind of meditation, guided meditation reverie on balancing and strengthening and bringing energy into the chakras. And I should have that up probably by tomorrow, because I feel that's so important that each one of us takes the time, and it can only be, you know, even for 5 minutes. If you're home, well, hey, you could do this several times a day. And also, one of the things that Matthias says that's so important is when we're in this fear state, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, the breathing tends to be very shallow.
Yeah, that's true.
Of breathe up high. And so he's reminding us that we need to remember to do the deep belly breaths and bring in the wonderful air. And, you know, imagine that you're bringing in this beautiful golden light, this golden healing light. And also mix that with a little bit of pink. And just keep that energy. Imagine that you're breathing, that you're inhaling it, and as you exhale it, just bring it out around your body. And with each exhale, bring it out farther and farther until, you know, feel like it. You've got your neighborhood covered, and then you have Mother Earth covered with this beautiful golden pinkish light.
I have an important question from a listener. Please give out your website so people can do that. Otherwise, we're going to get off the air and people are going to say, how do we contact Carolyn? So could you give out your website? And then I've got something I want to share. So go ahead.
It will be on carolynwhitephd.com. That's www.carolynwhitephd.com, and that should be up by tomorrow.
Okay, good. Now I don't mind, I want to cut into Mitchie, because Mitchie has an important announcement to make. She uses what's called HADO technology to help and diagnose people with all kinds of different things, including physical diseases and emotional things and problems. And she wants to say something now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Dr. Emoto was healing and helping people when people had viruses and flus and other
10,000.
More than 10,000 people with this HADO water that he successfully as he was working and helping people. And I have this vibrational HADO code for the protection of coronavirus. If we all stay in a higher vibration, and if we try to be careful and living them healthy emotions and do not going into these crowds where there's any danger, that's fine. We will be safe. But for those who are concerned about coronavirus, I'm happy to make water for the protection of coronavirus for everyone who are living in the United States, I think, because I'm right now staying in the U.S. I'm going back to Japan, but today I can make some water if they contact Ted, maybe. Then I can make water and send the waters to those who live within the United States with donation, and shipment is important for me to ask for.
Paying for the shipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, paying for the shipment, which is minimal. I mean, you can send the water out for, I don't know, $7, $8, something like that. And a donation for the Omoto Peace Project, which is a nonprofit organization registered here in Washington State. So if you'd like that, that's a very generous offer. If you get 10,000 people asking for the water, you'll be busy for quite a while.
Right, I can't do that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
First come, first serve. But just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Again, that's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And dare I give out my number? Well, I've given it out before. So it's 509-750-9793. Or toll free in the U.S. In the U.S. is 1-888-879-8339. But that's a generous offer.
Thank you so much for offering that.
Sure. To be fair on time. Yeah, that's great. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to get back to Anthony. Anthony, I'd love to hear what your angels are saying now.
Sure. I'll just go with what was told to me before the radio show in preparation for the show, and if at any point you have questions, just jump in.
Okay.
I asked the question about a lot of people who seem like they're suffering and in pain right now, and was told that what might seem that way from our perspective is a lot of beings tuning their vibration to be in an environment that's more comfortable for them. And a lot of beings are choosing to leave the planet at this time, but that's because that is what's most comfortable for them at this time.
Oh, I see. Interesting. I know a lot of negative entities, and not necessarily negative, but people who've been here for a long time and they don't want to stay any longer. And that's their choice, you know, that's their choice. But that's interesting. Anything else from the angels now, Anthony?
Yeah, they're saying for me to continue with what was said before, so I'm just going to continue with that.
Okay.
All of you have this natural sense of compassion that you want to help. The way you help respectfully is by not judging the path that other people walk as themselves, and by doing what sparks most light in your own excitement. You are being you. You are gifting them new opportunities, new alternatives. The best you can do. We're very, very happy to see it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Anthony, we're kind of running low on time. We've got about 2 minutes left, but I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Could you give out your website again quickly before we go off air here?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is yourdreamsallcametrue.com. That's came in past tense and dreams with an S. And you can just email at info@yourdreamsallcametrue.com, and we can book a private session over Skype or Zoom if you want to.
Okay, great. And Mitchie, could you give out your website, please, for the Emoto Project?
Thank you. Yes, it's www.emoto peaceproject.com. No, .net. EmotoPeaceProject.net.
Email.
And my email is Hayashi, Hayashi, at hado.com.
And she made that offer earlier that she can send protection water with her Hado technology for the coronavirus. It does work for people in the United States, just for a donation, whatever donation you like, and for shipment, probably $5-6 within the U.S. sent priority mail. And Carolyn, please, if you could give out your website and contact information again, that would be great.
It's www.carolynwhitephd.com. That's carolynwhitephd.com.
So Carolyn's offering a free chakra balancing program. Michiko's offering water for protection against the coronavirus for a donation plus shipment. And Anthony offers readings, and his partner offer readings for people to continue on their spiritual path. And I just want to thank all three of you so much for coming on my show today. There's a lot of positive things we can do to prevent and cure the coronavirus. My friend Tom Palladino also has a scalar energy program, a free 30-day program for people, and he's been able to cure people, he says, with the coronavirus. His website is www.scalarlight.net. And Carolyn, Anthony, and Mitchie, thank you so much for coming on my show today. It really means a lot.
Thank you so much, Ted. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anthony, you have a beautiful day. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
You too. Thanks. Bye, Ted.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Hope you all, everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. And thank you again so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend.